This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Surveillance. The very word sounds Cold War. Phone taps and hidden microphones, guys sitting in vans with tape recorders and telephoto lenses.
Pay attention.
But surveillance is no retro artifact. These days, we're all targets. There are so many surveillance cameras installed now in malls and gas stations and ATMs. You can be photographed hundreds of times over the course of a day. And Studio 360's Eric Malinsky thinks that's kind of great.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning in Moscow. At this really sleek modern hotel, these two cleaning ladies are staring at something they don't like above the front door. And they keep poking at it with their mops, and these businessmen are walking by. It's really funny. I'm watching them, but I'm not in Moscow. I'm lying in bed in Brooklyn. When I can't sleep, I watch hundreds of silent, live-streaming, closed-circuit TV cameras around the world on my iPhone. I'm using this app called iSpy. You can download it for 99 cents. The cameras appear in a checkerboard layout, kind of like the opening credits of the Brady Bunch. And when I select a window by tapping on it, that video fills up the whole screen. They're all public access cameras, and I can move some of them around in the real world by swiping my finger on the iPhone. Now, at this time of night, most of the cameras in the United States are dark, but a lot of them are just college campuses anyway. I like to watch the global cameras. There's a mountain village in Austria that's so precious. I like to imagine chocolate inside every building. I like to watch the sunrise over a quiet harbor in Norway. I can see the morning mist on a swimming pool in Italy. Sometimes I watch delivery men stop by a pub in England. And there's a chef in Tokyo who smiles when he cuts sushi. My fiancé, who is halfway asleep at this point, will ask me, "Are you doing your voyeurism thing again?" It's a little creepy, I'll admit it. I mean, the cleaning ladies in Moscow have no idea that I'm watching them. I think the sushi chef, though, in Japan knows. But I'm not the only one. I mean, iSpy has been a top-selling app in Japan, Sweden, Italy, Australia, Ireland, and the UK. I find it comforting. I've had insomnia since I was a kid. Back then, my favorite book was Goodnight Moon. And weirdly for me, iSpy is like this high-tech global surveillance version of that book. Goodnight, Russian concierge. Goodnight, Melbourne Ski Lodge. Goodnight, Norwegian Bay. Goodnight, bar in Taipei. Goodnight, Estonia. And goodnight, Bologna. Goodnight, people everywhere.